Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 19th of July. Good evening and welcome to the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. It's a pleasure to have you here this evening. We have some reports that I would like to share with you and go through in detail. I hope you had yourselves a wonderful weekend. I hope it was a rested one. And I hope you remained safe because we have the Delta variant, the COVID-19 Delta variant that is taking some islands stronger than a Cat 5 hurricane. And it's causing way much more damages, lives, that is. We're talking about hospitalizations, the deaths. It's just crazy right now in some of the islands. And my heart go out to our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean community who are faced with this deadly and destructive variant that is called Delta variant. But let's take a break and let's hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast. We'll be right back.
Make it party. Party, yes, they've been working out for you and for me. Been dancing our dreams, providing loans for our families. Development Basic is the business for we. Party, yes, a commitment, providing loans and development for communities, yeah. Development Bank is working for me. Sustaining in a positive nation for you and I. Development Bank is working for me. Development Bank is working for me, yeah.
Celebrating 40 years with Development Bank, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas.
Okay, and we are back here at the Blue Table, and let's kick off with some breaking news that took place, well, over the last few hours. Out of Muntsrat, we're going to go to Muntsrat, and we're going to speak about the former chief minister. David Brandt, and he's also an attorney, most likely he'll be disbarred. He was sentenced today to 15 years in prison. Today's sentencing of the attorney and former chief minister Brandt follows from the recent guilty verdict against him in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court. The High Court of Justice case held on Muntsrat in the matter of the Crown versus David S. Brandt. On June 30th, I believe it was, Brandt was found guilty of 6 of the 7 sexual exploitation charges brought against him. Also on the charge of perverting the court of justice, Mr. Brandt was found guilty. Let us go. Before I continue, I must take you on the charges, what they were, what he was found guilty of, so you can put everything into perspective. Let me see here. Blah, 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 blah. Counts of sexual exploitation and 1 count of perverting the course of justice. Okay. So he was charged on September the 18th, 2015. This case has been going on for a while, over 6 years now, almost 6 years. He was charged on September the 18th, 2015, with 2 counts of conspiracy to have sexual intercourse with a minor dating back to 2010. And moreover, he was afterwards released on a $20,000 bail. And then in November 2018, more charges were brought upon Brandt after Britain spent over £200,000 of its foreign assistance budget to investigate the former chief minister on suspicion of child sex abuse. My goodness. Damn, boy. And then Brandt was caught again and subsequently charged with an extra 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and one count of diverting the court of justice. He is a sick man. And at the time of his arrest, Brandt refused the allegations, forcing that he was not guilty of the charges on him. Blah, 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 blah. They all say that. He said, I am not guilty of these charges. My day in court will prove that in this case that I am innocent. Well, he had his day in court. It was something else, actually. These charges that have been come against me are completely false, said Brandt. He is an attorney and politician from Montserrat who served as the island's sixth chief minister from August 22nd, 1997 to April 5th, 2001. So a full term. But yes, so he has been charged 15 years. So he'll spend 15 years in prison. And the charges, they have been proven, obviously. So you can't sorry for someone like Brandt. And just so you know, just to have an overview of his life in politics or the bar. In 1977, Brandt was designated to the bar in both Montserrat and Antigua and Barbuda. He has been a barrister, law, and solicitor of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, including engaged as a lawyer in the general practice in Montserrat from 1997 to 1990, 1992 to 1997, and April 2001 to the present. Brandt was elected to the House in 1983 and serves as a backbencher. 1983 to 1985, also independent opposition MP from 1985 to 1991 and 1993 to 1997. In the middle of the 1997 volcanic devastation, David Samuel Brandt assumed the position of Chief Minister of Montserrat. He tirelessly served the Montserratians' cause to the British government and was able to secure significant development capital for the island. He retired from active politics in 2001. As a member of the Legislative Council of Montserrat, he won a seat in every election since his first attempt in 1983. So he was indeed a popular man in Montserrat, most obviously well-liked for him to be winning a seat from 1983, former chief minister, and then from that to a successful lawyer, successful attorney, and from that to... what you may call it, suspicion of child sex abuse and a sexual exploitation of child exploitation. I mean, come on, that's a sick man. And I know that he has his family. I'm sure he has a wife. He has a wife. And a child, bad enough that maybe you committed adultery and hey, that's, well, that's, you know, when I say acceptable, it's according to the Bible, it's the wrong thing to do. But I'm saying not even that. You go on to a child. Underage children, man, the man is sick. Man is sick. And I see some of you have been posting and you've been saying, okay, let's wait and see what happens to the next, who's going to be the next leader or the next prime minister or premier or whatever, who will be charged with something like this. Let's not wish bad on anyone, okay? I know that we have our own political persuasions, but I also believe that we should not wish ill of anyone, because when you begin to wish ill of people, it falls right back on you. And if it's not you, it's your children or some family. So we have to be careful what we wish for others. Yes, we do not want to see some people in office. I understand that. I get that. Yes, we wish some people can get booted from office. But at the same time, be careful what you wish for. What do we have next? And now let's take a look at what's happening in the British Virgin Islands. We've been speaking about this for some time, and where the Delta variant is in the territory and is causing some fatigue, frustration. Folks are fearful, but most importantly, most are staying safe. We see that over 800 folks, they got their vaccinations over the weekend. So that was record-breaking. There in the British Virgin Islands, the numbers are normally in just the double digits and single digits. But over the weekend, 800 whether belongers or non-belongers, they got themselves vaccinated, which is a good thing, because the death toll has risen to 17. And this is following three additional deaths, which include three males. And I'm sure there'll be one or two more tonight or tomorrow. Not that I want it to happen, but the trajectory here. So on Sunday, they confirmed the decease of a 45-year-old male, a 49-year-old male, and a 39-year-old male who died yesterday at Dr. D. Orlando Smith Hospital. I know it's very hard on the Minister of Health, especially the Honorable Carvin Malone, who every night he has to go on radio to express his sympathies or condolences on behalf of the government of the Virgin Islands. And I am sure that he's tired of doing this. And I am also certain the impact this is having on the Honorable Minister. This cannot be easy for him. It cannot be easy for the Premier, Andrew A. Foy, the Honorable Andrew A. Foy. It cannot be easy on the Cabinet and those leading the BVI at this time, that who have to deal with this variant. And the numbers, let me go through some statistics or some numbers for you. The COVID hospital admission summary statistics as of July 18th are as follows. And again, this is as of July 18th. 3 persons admitted to ER, that's 4 deaths. 16 persons admitted to the COVID-19 ward, and 1 person admitted to behavioral health unit and remains in the hospital. We have 4 persons admitted to the ICU. 14 persons were discharged from the COVID-19 ward, and 24 hospital admitted patients. So these are just the statistics as of July the 18th. And now there was a press conference earlier today in the U.S. Virgin Islands where the governor, he announced that there may be, or there is, the Delta variant in the USVI. So I want to say to Caribbean citizens, and of course, before I say that, St. Martin has announced that the Delta variant is on the island of St. Martin. I believe 4 or 5 folks thus far has been reported. They have reported as far as the Delta variant has been infected with the Delta variant. So this Delta variant, if you read on it, it's like if you just stand by someone, you just have to stand next to a person. And if you're not fully masked, or if you're not practicing social distancing, and you go next to someone, or if you're not vaccinated, even if you are vaccinated, but that lessens the transmission. But it's like if you're just standing next to someone for a few seconds, you can catch the virus. So it's easily transmissible. So be careful out there. If you're not vaccinated, or if you refuse to get vaccinated, or if you don't believe in the vaccinations, at least practice the safety pharmaceutical measures. All right. Let's hear from Carl and Sons on St. Martin, and we'll be right back to wrap up this episode of The Blue Table with Mervyn Henley.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales, and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Sons, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Henley will inspire. Mervyn Henley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Henley.
And finally, at the Blue Table tonight, we'll speak about the widow of Haiti's assassinated president. She has returned to Haiti after being treated in Florida for wounds suffered in this attack. Mrs. Moise, she was seen on Saturday wearing an arm sling and a bulletproof vest after arriving by plane at the Port-au-Prince airport. This is the first time she's back in the country, the territory, after the dreadful night on July the 7th. Some, I know, have been saying that, wow, she's back there soon. But we must remember that the First Lady, she has a husband to bury. So she has a funeral to prepare for. And some are already speculating that she will run for president of Haiti. We shall see. Normally, in the movies and maybe one or two real life stories, this is what took place, but we shall see what will happen in this case there on Haiti. From the hospital, she would have tweeted that she blamed a group of foreign mercenaries, most of them Colombians. She said that her husband was riddled with bullets after bursting into their homes in the middle of the night. She went on to say that he was unable to say a single word. She said the pain will never pass. And I can only imagine what this lady is going through at this time, because she witnessed all this. Just seen these guys just over or across from her husband and just pelting bullets into his body. One would have just blow out his eyes. One of his eyes. I mean, God. She's going to need a lot of support. She will need a lot of human and medical support behind her for a long time, because this, as she rightly said in her tweet, this pain will never pass. The president, Mr. Moise, 53, he was only 53. He became president, I think it was 2017, but in time his office was very rocky as he faced accusations of corruption, and there were widespread demonstrations against him earlier this year. And so July 7th, that dreadful early morning in Haiti. That's the Blue Table for tonight. Do join me again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation. I want to thank you so much. And I want to tell you that over the summer and coming up in the new season of the Blue Table, there are going to be a number of changes as we go along and we see what the podcast is doing, as we get feedback from so many of you, thousands of listeners to the podcast. We thank you so much. So we will always try to keep it recent, keep it trendy, and always try to improve as we go with the times. So again, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Remember to stay safe. Remember, if you're not vaccinated, please practice all the non-pharmaceutical measures and protocols that are in place in your respective countries. And please, I ask of you to wear your mask correctly. There's a right way in wearing your mask, not under your nose. Not under your nose, people. Okay? God bless you and have a good night.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.